Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. I'm so excited today. I have two wonderful VIPs with me in studio. I can already tell we're going to have a great time. And I'm going to call today the unexpected day. There's a lot of unexpected news, as Howie Carr might say. Whether it's the jobs report or the report about the emissions coming out of China, there's all sorts of things that you never would have guessed. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm shocked. And what I originally had planned was I have all these cuts from Biden from yesterday, and I was going to kind of let him narrate us almost like a Christmas movie where he would follow through the course of the day. We'd go through his sound cuts and we'd move on from story to story. But then something happened.
Joey Baby!
Joey Baby decided that he was going to give his speech today, his daily, you know, video teleprompter hit at 12 instead of, you know, 3-ish. So Howie Carr's in his office right now, and he's probably thinking, damn, Grace is going to get all these cuts before me. And guess what, Captain? You're absolutely right. I am going to get these cuts before you. And I'm so excited. All right. So we're going to go to the beginning of this. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about everything from the jobs reports to Jen Psaki's latest interview with David Axelrod and so much more. Let's take Joey Baby, a.k.a. President Joe Biden.
Good afternoon. It's exactly 12. I want to put today's jobs report in perspective.
Please do.
And look, we came to office, we knew we were facing a once-in-a-century pandemic and a once-in-a-generation economic crisis. And we knew this wouldn't be a sprint, it'd be a marathon. Quite frankly, we're moving more rapidly than I thought we would. This morning, we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed. But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days, a year. We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine.
I have to add in here for a second. When Joe Biden gives a speech and the press says, don't believe what you're hearing, he's like FDR, he's the most eloquent orator of our generation. He's, you know, whatever. I don't believe that. And then when Jen Psaki gets up and does her circle back Valley Girl routine and they tell me that she's the greatest press secretary on earth that we've ever had, again, I don't believe that. And now they're coming out and they can't even level with us enough to say, yeah, the jobs report sucked. How do you know it sucked? The guys on CNBC didn't believe the number. They were live and they didn't believe the number. They had to double check it. I want to play this because if you haven't been, you know, watching the news this morning while you're getting dressed like Joe Biden, you might not realize just how bad this number is and just how unexpectedly low. They thought they were going to have a million jobs, and it's 266,000. Listen to CNBC figuring out that this is the real number, and they have to do a double check, a discount double check. This is cut 30.
We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about Rick that. Boston. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266, but maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second.
This reminds me of...
Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment change, little change, is 6.1%.
This reminds me of The Office when Michael says, the guy says, you don't have enough money to run that business. And he says, can you crunch the numbers again? And he says, there's no crunching involved. Then he pretends to crunch it. Like, do crunch, crunch, crunch. Or maybe we'll double check. Maybe the number will change if I keep refreshing the page. No, that's the real number. So the fact that Joe Biden can't even level with this, that it's a bad number, he has to come out and say, I know a lot of these reporters are saying it's bad, but all right, let's keep going with Joe.
Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go. All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history. Just for perspective, in these 3 months before I got here, the economy added about 60,000 jobs a month, not 500,000. In the 3 months since I've been here, the economy has added 500,000 jobs per month. And this is progress. And it's a testament to...
I need Daniel Dale on this case right now. He's doing number stuff, and I feel like the number stuff could lead to inaccurate stuff. And I need a fact checker. Can I get me a fact checker here, please?
Continue. To our new strategy of growing this economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And it's a clear testament to why it's so needed. Some critics said that we didn't need the American Rescue Plan.
It's okay. I just love whenever he says some critics. You know, he likes to be very vague. But some critics did say it because it's a massive spending porculous bill. So I'm not going to argue with him on that.
That this economy would just heal itself. Today's report just underscores, in my view, how vital the actions we're taking are. Checks to people who are hurting, support for small businesses, for child care and school reopening, support to help families put food on the table. Our efforts are starting to work, but the climb is steep and we still have a long way to go.
So I texted the job numbers today to my dad, and he was in finance for a while. And I said, wow, these numbers are terrible. And my dad said, the worst part is that they're rooting for these terrible numbers because they want to use this as an excuse. See, this is why we need all of our stimulus plans so much, because nothing can fix on its own. You need the reason that the job growth is slowed is because people are making so much money on unemployment that they aren't, none of these restaurants or manufacturing especially, they can't get people to fill the jobs, because why would you do a job if you're making more money doing nothing? It's not rocket science.
Oh, not to mention all the teachers that aren't able to work right now because you won't open the schools. Child care. Come on, guys.
Child care is very expensive for people. You know, it really is. If you have to pay extra to have someone come to your house and help your kids. Now, if your kids could go to school, that might help that burden. But again, we don't want to get into that because then I might have to talk to Dr. Rochelle Walensky and all that good stuff. But this idea that, to me, it underscores how badly we need all of my horrible, horrible ideas is just so Biden it hurts. It's, you had to know he was going to spin it like that, but damn, it still stings. All right, continue.
Today's report also puts some truth to some loose talk that we've been hearing about the economy lately. First, that we should stop helping workers and families out for fear of overheating the economy. This report reinforces the real truth. For years, working people and middle-class people, the people who built this country, have been left out in the cold, struggling just to keep their heads above water. While those at the top have done very well, we're still digging out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs. Let me say that again. It cost us 22 million jobs. When we came in, we inherited a year of profound economic crisis and mismanagement on the virus.
Oh, there we go. How far are we into this speech? It's Trump's fault.
Oh, that drum.
The job numbers are bad, but it's Trump's fault. God, it wouldn't be so painful if it wasn't so predictable. Like, change it up. keep me on my toes a little bit. Even the bad jobs numbers are Trump's fault. Remember when Trump would get the jobs report would come out with Trump and they'd all go, oh, well, you know, this is pretty surprising. These are stellar. These are mind-blowing numbers. This is way better than we thought it was going to be. All right, let's go to a commercial break. There was no praise for those job reports ever.
Well, Good Morning America actually teased that the jobs report was coming up. And they're like, oh, we're going to have the jobs report coming up at blah, 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 blah. And then they never paid off that tease. They just ignored it.
Wah, wah.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
A lot of viewers right now because nobody's working.
It's this idea that all of the chaos that is his fault. All, you know, you go to the root cause of a lot of these issues and you're going to see Joe Biden on the other side.
Come on, man.
But his bad ideas are here to fix his other bad ideas. You know, that's the cool part.
All the way out of a hole is to keep digging down.
Exactly.
Eventually he'll get to China.
All right, we'll play the rest of it when we get back. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. It's gorgeous out today. I know what most people think. Awesome. I can't wait to open my windows, drive with my car windows down. But actually, for a lot of people, you get bad allergies, like my producer, Jared.
Yes, and I actually slept with the windows open last night, which is something I would not have done in the past. But because I have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, I don't have to worry about any of that pollen coming in because it actually eliminates the pollen. It eliminates allergens. It gets rid of viruses, any odors, and you are breathing clean air. So even with the windows open, last night, I was sleeping in a nice, clean air environment. Woke up this morning feeling great.
And it's a small device. You can hold it in your hand like I'm doing right now for the YouTube. And right now, it is well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. Like Jared said, it quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells for pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. When we get back, we will play the rest of Joey Baby's speech, which I know you guys are just dying to hear the rest of that. So don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
You know, it's hard to spin numbers. That's one thing I figured out. It is hard to spin numbers, especially when they're this bad. But to work this into saying, oh, this is why we need all of my insane, irresponsible spending. And also the entire conversation about overheating the economy, that was actually because of comments made by Janet Yellen. And she walked them back because she remembered, oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble with Joe, with Joey Baby. But there's a case to be made for inflation when you're spending this much money. And Joe's here to tell us, don't worry about it. You know, whatever you've heard about inflation, it's not a real problem. There's nothing to worry about.
And we proposed, what we propose is going to work.
The U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment rate rose to 6.1%, an unexpectedly poor showing, falling well below expectations. The less than expected showing exposed gaps in a recovery that some were worried would overheat by recovering too quickly. Yeah.
By some, do you mean you?
It's all these straw men. No one wants to get specific. All right, Jared, so we have a little bit more of this we're going to play before. I know he kept it pretty short today. He must have known that I was going to get the audio before Howie, so he said, I'm not going to give her too much. Let's finish it off.
And we proposed... what we propose is going to work. We're going to get to 70%. But anyway, but look, it's also going to take focus, commitment, and time to get the economy moving again, as we want it to move. We've got work to do, and to state the obvious, we have work to do. But look, let's keep our eye on the ball. That's why the American Rescue Plan is so important. I said we built it as a year-long effort to rescue our country. It's already working. 8 weeks later, it was passed, but parts of the bill are still getting underway. Here's one example. I know you all know this, but it's worth repeating. State and local governments have to balance their budgets. As a consequence of this pandemic, revenues are way down in cities and states. State and local governments had to lay off 1.6 million employees. That's an awful lot of firefighters, police officers, sanitation workers, essential workers. But later this month, we're going to be distributing the first tranche of the state and local assistance from the American Rescue Plan. We won't get all 1.6 million of those jobs back in 1 month, but you're going to start seeing those jobs and state and local workers coming back. Starting this month, we will also deliver assistance to tens of thousands, and as I notice every Republican in our home state talking about this as being a good idea, tens of thousands of restaurants and bars across the country.
Please, Joe, please, for the sake of my blood pressure, stop referencing all the Republicans that you know who are praising all of your ideas. I've never met one. I've never seen one. I've never heard one. You need to stop. I can take the straw man like, oh, you know, some people said that I couldn't do it. But the fake Jennifer Rubin style Republicans, there's got to be 12 maybe in the country. That's got to end soon because it's getting me, I'm white knuckling this chair right now. It's getting me too upset. Just be honest. You know, that's my biggest thing with these politicians is you are pushing through a radical agenda. You are a Trojan horse for the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Tlaibs, and that's all well and good. But just be honest about it. Stop trying to, you know, paint yourself as this Joe, you know, lunch bucket, everyday Joe six-pack American who's looking out for the guys I used to live with, the guys that I grew up with. That's the part, that's the phoniness I can't take.
And by the way, the majority of the jobs that have come back have been in the entertainment and in those industries. And so, you know, we're going to help schools and children.
What's up with the whole just like moving on from whatever he's saying as if none of us were there for the beginning of the sentence? I know, Jared, I know. Sometimes I say, listen, when we get back on the other side, we're going to play a little bit of this. And then I don't follow up on the tease and people say, hey, you said you were going to play this cut after the break. I know I do that, but I don't leave people hanging mid-sentence.
I think you just need to start saying, all right, on the other side, and whatever.
But look.
But seriously, well, anyway, we'll just play a commercial.
He talks like it's Thanksgiving at 11 o'clock and, you know, it's just a casual, you know, eating pie conversation. You know, whatever. I'm going to head out. You're giving an address to the country about your terrible jobs report. Finish your sentences. Is that so much to ask? Maybe, you know what? Maybe my expectations are too high. All right, let's finish it off. Let's end this.
And child centers across the country as well accelerate reopening, and that's underway. So look, this is going to continue to improve. Today's report makes clear. Thank goodness we passed the American Rescue Plan. Help is here, and more help is on the way, and more help is needed.
We are the government, and we're here to help you.
We the people.
God. That actually is so funny. This is made clear that not that I'm terrible and not that all my ideas are terrible. This is made clear that we need more of my ideas. And thank God for the American Rescue Plan. Thank God.
If there's one thing our bungling failure shows, it's that we're doing good.
Yeah. The takeaway here. You know what, though? I got to give him credit. Nobody heaps praise on Biden like Joe Biden. We will keep going with this. I'm going to open up the phone lines. What are you guys feeling? It's Friday. We'll take a lot of calls. But are you buying this BS? Please let me know. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
The data shows that more workers are looking for jobs, and many can't find them.
Now that, come on, man. I watched something on Fox the other day. It was a guy from New Jersey, a restaurant owner, and he was putting together all of the help wanted ads because they couldn't get people to take the jobs. He put them together in a binder for all the politicians like Phil Murphy and, you know, all the New Jersey hacks. And he was putting them together, and he said he had over 1,100 help wanted ads or signs that he found on people's doors and restaurants.
I don't understand that. He created the most jobs of anybody in the first 3 months, but there are no jobs for anybody.
Right. It's kind of like yesterday when he said he was going to raise the taxes and lower the taxes, but no one was going to be taxed and no one would pay any taxes. But the taxes were going to save us.
It's science.
It's science.
It's
math. I never liked science as a kid either, Jared. Now I'm figuring out why. I don't, you know, I can't follow this. I can't follow the brilliance of the Biden mind. I do want to play, and I see you guys on the phone lines. I'm glad people want to talk about this. Like I said, I would laugh more about it and about the reaction if it weren't so depressing. I am one of those people that I always want to see the economy doing well. I always want to see the American workforce doing well. So that does make me sad. But you have to laugh at how they're trying to spin this. Like, oh, we're doing such a great job. You know, that's what these bad numbers show. Imagine what they do if they had good numbers. Oh, my God. That would be like, we got to pass climate core right now. What else? What else you got? We got to throw it in there now because we're doing so great. It's just insane. Before I get to the calls, 844-500-4242, I want to play, we played the CNBC reaction to the numbers, but another really funny one was John Berman on CNN. And I say this because whenever the Trump numbers would come out, I would always see CNN because his show tends to be the first one to get the numbers. And he'd always be like, wow, these numbers, like I said, you know, they wouldn't show any happiness because, you know, a good jobs report under Trump, it was still under Trump. So you had to take it with a grain of salt. And now that it's Joe Biden, just listening to John Berman be so surprised by the numbers and, oh, it's a giant miss. I kind of relish in this a tiny bit. Cut 29.
We're going to bring in the numbers right now,
yeah,
so we can see it
here. Numbers,
and the answer is a giant miss, right?
It is. It's only 266,000 jobs added in the period, which is a real disappointment for April. You had economists looking for more like a million. So we did not see the big hiring frenzy that we had expected. And the unemployment rate was essentially little changed at 6.1%. John, this is a disappointment because we thought that the economy as it was reopening was going to have just this surge of hiring. This is good to see 266,000. These are jobs added back. We are still down than more than 8 million jobs in the pandemic. And we've heard from employers that a
big stop there. I don't understand where this, why we have to qualify everything. This is good, by the way. Imagine if this was Trump. I know I say it all the time, but they wouldn't be saying it's, you know, it's still 266,000 jobs. That's still a good thing. They would be saying this man is single-handedly destroying the United States of America. He's ruining our economy.
Well, to be fair to Joe, we still have to wait a week for the mail-in jobs to come in. So
that's true. 4 a.m. type deal. These
big
numbers,
massive job dump at 3 a.m.
These numbers could all change so quickly. And I want to play one more here. This is Dominic Chu. He was on with Morning Joe. Now, listen really closely. I'm doing this new thing now with the show, and I hope it pays off. I'm listening to every single bit of sound before we play it in case there's any nuance. And I want you to listen to this cut and wait for the Mika Brzezinski sound effect inside of it. This is cut 31.
We're digesting a lot of these here, but it looks like manufacturing employment actually edged down about 18,000 jobs following gains in the last 2 months. We also saw job losses in motor vehicles and parts down 27,000 as well.
That's what Mika says. She's in the split screen. That's odd. I wonder why that's happening. I love seeing all these people on Morning Joe act really perplexed. I don't know why this is happening. Why are the numbers so bad? Who could have seen this coming? Scott, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I just want to point out that the guy is saying, and when I say guy, I mean this guy that they call President Biden. They say that he says, thanks God, that he puts into place this American Jobs Act, but that's exactly what's keeping people from going out and getting jobs because they're getting paid to sit at home. It doesn't make any sense.
No, you're absolutely right. Everything he says contradicts itself, and that is true. And now he's saying, oh, you know, we need to send more money out to people to really, really de-incentivize people going out and getting jobs. And, you know, Scott, like me, you sound like a credulous boomer rube who just simply doesn't understand this pretzel logic. And I wish you the best because I don't know if we're ever going to get it. You know, we're just never going to get woke or get enlightened enough to understand this kind of math. It's fuzzy math to me, but to Joe Biden, it's number stuff. We actually have a sound cut pertaining to what Scott just mentioned, so let's play that.
President, do you believe enhanced unemployment benefits had any effect on diminishing a return to work in some categories?
No, nothing measurable.
I don't know. 700,000 expected jobs seems like a measurable to me.
You can't measure that, Jared. Don't. No, 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 no. It's nothing measurable. It's number stuff. It's like I said, it's fuzzy math. Larry, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Grace. I know you're trying to show your grace by being kind, but the guy's just a liar. And the thing about the money for the jobs, I had said this with the Trump economy when they were paying them. They should tell them that they can keep their money and go to work and go to work and keep either knock it down to 200 and it's over at August and keep their money and use it for gas and stuff. Get established. There's plenty of jobs. My wife always says, look at that. They're hiring.
Yeah.
So keep their money, the 200, you know, drop it down or keep it 3. I don't care, but tell them to get a job. That's what it used to be in the 70s. Unemployment. You had to sit in the office and fill out job things and make calls for you and stuff. Where's that today?
Well, it's the same with welfare. I mean, when people used to get welfare, especially food, they didn't make it great food because they wanted people to have something to eat, but they didn't want you to be so accustomed to the high life. And I'm not trying to be fresh about it, but they didn't want people, you know, they gave you the block cheese and you looked at it and you're like, God, I got to get off this so that I can, you know, I need to make money. I need to buy the food I want to buy. And it's that kind of, it's those kind of incentives that get people going. And I also want to say there is something to be said. I know people, there's some people out there who make more money not working, but there's something to be said for getting up every day and going somewhere and doing something. I think it really changes the state of your mind and, you know, a lot of other things in your life change because you're doing something productive. So in that sense, I do hope they figure out a way to really, really motivate people to go into work. Now, Larry, I do have to say, you started off your call by saying, Grace, you're being too kind. This is the funny part about doing this show, is when I think I'm being super kind, people tell me I'm being too harsh. And when I think I'm being really harsh, people tell me I'm being too kind.
You're a one-horse pony.
I'm definitely a one-horse pony. That goes without saying. Thank you for the call, Larry. Please call back. Jim, you're next with Grace. Thanks for hanging on, Jim. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to reiterate, obviously, what everyone else is saying. And that, you know, the restaurant, I just had a guy that works. He's a higher up person in the restaurant business. They cannot get help.
Yeah.
They cannot. I just had a guy that owns a landscaping company. They cannot get the help. Everyone is being paid way too much to sit home. Now, the problem is you can't yell at Joe Biden. You can't yell at AOC and Lizzie Warren for this, because the people that are responsible for what we are going through is the United States people that elected them. The Massachusetts people that elect them are the ones that want the free stuff. They want these handouts. They elected them, and they got it. Now, the problem is the working people have to pay for them.
Yeah. No, I know, Jim, and Howie says that a lot, too. It's like when you're talking about Ed Markey or something, listen, we're the ones to blame. We let this happen. We vote these people into office and they stay there for the rest of their lives. They stay there for 100 million years. And I think a big part of that, because one thing I really try to do with this show is I don't want to just sit here and you know, repeat what you guys are saying. I think people need to keep explaining to their kids and to young voters and to their family members, this is what's happening. This is why the economy might overheat, or this is why people aren't going back to work. This is why there are so many jobs that people aren't taking. You got to keep explaining it. People are going to get frustrated. People are going to get annoyed with you, but informing people is important so that more people go out and vote in a way that doesn't hurt your wallet so badly. Joe, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Grace. Thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. First of all, Biden hasn't created any jobs yet. And secondly, if it wasn't for Republican states like Florida and Texas opening up their economies, I'd like to know what the jobs report would have really been. I mean, I know there was 266,000, but without Texas and Florida, I'd like to know how many they really would have had.
That's a great, great point, Joe. I know. I wonder if Joe Biden's going to call up Ron DeSantis this afternoon and say, great job, man. You saved me. I doubt it. No, that's a perfect point, and I agree with you. And the job situation is just bad because, you know, sometimes you have the problem of there's not enough work, but there's, like all my callers are saying, there's so much work to be had. People just don't want to do it. Jean, go ahead. You're next with Grace.
Hi, Grace. Love your show again.
Thank you.
I'm on unemployment right now, and starting, I don't know if you know this, but starting May 23rd, I believe everybody is going to have to start doing job search. So I think hopefully by then people will, you know, stop having to find jobs.
Yeah, that's good to know, Gene. And actually, thank you for that input. And I also just want to add in here, because I know there are people who are on it and who are, it's legitimate and you need it and you're struggling. And I get that. I'm just saying, especially for younger people, like younger people who are healthy and should be out in the workforce right now, it's not good that they're getting these checks every month and just being like, you know, being kind of coddled by this system. It's just really not good. Robert, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. One more call. Go ahead, Robert.
How you doing, Grace?
Good. What's going on?
It's a great show. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that out of my travels today and yesterday, going to different places from Brunswick to Topsom to Bath to Durham to Lewiston to Auburn, Maine, I've counted 73 open jobs to get hiring.
Now,
and
70,
I found out from a friend of mine.
73.
75.
75.
73. 75. I just saw two more. And I've got a friend that, and I won't mention where she works or anything, she tried to hire a receptionist at $15 an hour to just answer the phone for her business. And the people that she interviewed told her flat out, if you can't get me 18 to 20, I don't want the job.
Wow. And Robert, I just want to say, I know you said 75, but to Joe Biden, that's, you know, not a measurable amount. So we appreciate the number counting, but I'm afraid that Daniel Dale might say that's inaccurate stuff. No, but thank you very much for the call. And there's so many signs like that. There's signs everywhere. And now what they're doing is you're actually, a lot of places are being, there's like headhunters going to these places and they're handing out cards to certain waiters or servers and saying, hey, you're doing a good job. You want to come work for me? So they're trying to steal other places' employees because they can't get any of their own. So this is a very, very real problem. I appreciate all the calls. We will be back very shortly, so do not go anywhere. Jam-packed show today. I'm very excited. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
And you know what the crazy thing is, guys? Here at the Grace Curley Show, we've gone over some of the Joe Biden cuts from today, but we still have yesterday's to go through. So you all have that to look forward to. All right, but you know what day it is. It's my favorite day of the week. It's when Aviva comes into studio. Marcy brings us an incredible spread. Marcy, the truffle chips, I cannot say enough about Aviva Trattoria's truffle chips. They are amazing.
Amazing. It's so hard not to go by and just grab one or two.
I've already had a few, and I know I'm heading down a bad path, but the food is just delicious. You brought some pizza today. I'm a big fan of the eggplant milanese. I know you brought that.
I brought that for you. We have a pesto chicken salad, our bolognese. We have a great margarita pizza.
The margarita pizza looks to die for.
So good. And Howie's favorite, the antipasto.
Oh, yes. He loves that because he can pick at it all day long. Yes. All right. So, Marcy,
fresh mozzarella. Oh, it's fantastic.
Excuse me, good man.
When I was a kid, I never knew there was fresh mozzarella. I thought it came out of a factory. I never knew there was fresh potato chips either. I thought they came out of a factory.
Well,
delicious.
Not at Aviva.
Howie's on the microphone because he saw that Aviva came in, and this is also becoming his favorite day because for months and months when he was in Florida, we tweet out all the pictures, and I would say, Howie, are you jealous? And it was like the one day he'd be jealous not to be in Massachusetts. But Howie, stay right there because I want to get your take on a special that Aviva is running. Mm. Tell us about this porchetta dinner.
Oh, it's so delicious. We've been running this for a while as a special evening. So it's locally crafted by us, 5-course porchetta dinner. Our next one is May 18th. That's a Tuesday. In our Westford location, starts at 6:30.
So you said 5 courses. So this has to be like, what, $100 a person?
No, it's $40 a person for 5 courses.
Howie, $40 a person for 5 courses.
Let me tell you the courses.
Oh.
We have a pasta fagioli to start. We have our house salad, followed by a rigatoni bolognese. Then we have our delicious porchetta with roasted rosemary, garlic, and roasted pork and potatoes.
Oh, save some for me.
Howie, that sounds like your death row meal.
I love pork. That was another thing I never knew existed was pork tenderloin. It's almost as good as beef tenderloin, and it costs like 1/10 the price.
Howie, what age were you at when all of these things started to realize all of this, that pork existed, that mozzarella existed?
When I used to see signs in the 80s, Grace, saying New England cuisine, I would run in the other direction. And I said, I was raised on New England cuisine. I never want to see it again.
Well, Aviva Trattoria is the best in New England.
I know, it's real.
So delicious.
I mean, it's,
wait, we forgot
good.
The last course.
Yes.
Then you wash it down with a cannoli.
Oh.
Oh, I love cannolis.
Leave the gun. Take the cannolis. All right, Marcy, but you have something else to tell us, and this is about the loyalty points.
Yes. So we have an awesome loyalty program. So simple to use for every point, every dollar you spend, you receive a point. After 110 points, you get $10 off. And starting today, going until June 15th, so great for Mother's Day, graduations, showers, we are giving you loyalty points on gift card purchases.
Wow. Yes. All right. So this is an awesome deal. Mm-hmm. I'm still very interested in this 5-course dinner because I got to double check. I got to fact check you on that, Marcy, and make sure it's $40. That seems like it's outrageously well-priced, and you're getting a great deal.
It's great.
And what day is that?
That's going to be May 18th at 6:30 p.m. You can go to our website, avivatrattoria.com, to get tickets.
Aviva Trattoria, thank you so much for coming in. We love this day, and we love the food. We'll be back, guys. Don't go anywhere.